happy. I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, folk, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning.
Thank you for listening to Radio Free Cybertron. This is Brian Kilby. Yes, I still live. The current date is October 25th, 2002. Well, it is for about another hour here. I'm doing the show here at about 11 p.m. Eastern Time. I posted to the Transformers message board, the AllSpark, in the Radio Free Cybertron discussion forum, that there would be an update tonight, and I am going to fulfill what I said there. So I wanted to do an update. I wanted to say a few things. As most of you know, this really hasn't been the year for Radio Free Cybertron. That was more like 2000, 2001. Haven't had that many updates, and I do apologize for that. Certainly, I would have liked to have had more, but certain issues, have just kept that from happening. The last update that we did back in July, I was going to recommit myself to getting RFC out every week or every other week. Back in the day, we would do a show every week, and you're really energized about something, that was not so hard to do. You know, there were people to help. We had Turin, and Goldimus Prime was there. Oh goodness, who else? John DeLuna, Mott Boy. Those were good times, and these are too, but just sort of in a different way. To be totally honest, I really haven't bought a new toy. Let's see, what was the last thing I got? I believe it was probably Armada Starscream, or it may have been the Minibot Racing Team. You know, I really like the Armada toys. I mean, the toys are really, really nice. They are. Unfortunately, though, I'm just not digging the TV show. The few issues I've got of the comic, I haven't got the new issue yet because I haven't had a chance to get to my comic shop. The comic rocks. The comic is really, really good. Chris Saracini, I believe that's how you say it, Saracini, I mean, really has proved himself as a good writer. While I'm not terribly fond of his writing in the G1 comic, I believe that he's really done a great job with the characterization in Armada. And to be totally honest, that's mostly because we have no expectations of who these characters are. He's crafting them from scratch, and he's done a great job. You know, his interpretation of the G1 characters has not been really up to the levels that most of us would like. But, you know, it's not like the Transformers are, you know, guiding our lives. And, you know, one bad comic, you know, it's not going to kill us. Just like one bad TV series, Armada, which it's pretty bad. You know, that's not going to end the Transformers either. Like, that show, it's had quite a few problems with it. It's mostly been in the writing. I mean, I'm not exactly how certain how well it would have came over given a better translation of the original script. But really, I don't think that it could have been a whole lot better. But then again, look at Robots in the Skies. There were quite a few things I didn't like about Car Robots. But, the Robots in the Skies cartoon, they really tried, and they did a good job with that. And I do respect the effort they put into that. As far as I see myself and the Transformers goes, it's definitely in a downswing, but that happens to everyone. I mean, I know several other periods of time when I've been disinterested in the Transformers, and not that I am now. It's more that I really don't have the time to keep up like I did. I don't have much of a time to participate in the online segment of the fandom, Alt Toys Transformers, the AllSpark. I may read Alt Toys Transformers once a week, and that's while I'm actually at work at the radio station. That's when I have some free time to do things like that. You know, and to be honest with you, as far as the fandom goes, it's taken Armada a lot better than I would have expected. A lot of people thought that Robots in the Skies was the end of the world. Those are usually the same people who thought that it was the salvation for the Transformers, and those were people who oftentimes, you know, more times than not, hated Beast Wars or anything non-G1. And Robots in the Skies, for many people, came back and bit him in the butt. I, on the other hand, actually liked it, especially for Skybite, who was the coolest character in quite a while. He was definitely the coolest character since Thrust. And Thrust, you know, Beast Machines, he was just the man. Again, though, as far as I go, I feel if I had the time, I could really be... Maybe not as energized as I was when I, quote-unquote, rediscovered the Transformers, about 7-8 years ago. But I certainly could be where I was when I joined the internet fandom a good 5-6 years ago. And, I mean, clearly Armada is not the most ideal series we've had, but look at all the things out there. I mean, they're... re-released toys, Toys R Us exclusives. There's some new PVCs coming out in Japan, which apparently are going to feature Armada characters. New comic books. I mean, The War Within, I've not read it yet, but I've heard it's really, really good. You know, the busts. You know, sort of cringe to mention that with the whole Hard Hero Unicron thing, but, you know, I digress. You know, BotCon 2003, even though there's a lot of controversy surrounding it, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a very good convention. It, you know, seems to me like Glenn has committed himself to putting out the best convention that he possibly can. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually taking time off work to be there. So, if everything goes smoothly, I will be at BotCon 2003 for the entire duration of that convention. Unlike BotCon 2001, when I was only there for, what, 2.5 hours? Hey, Chris. sorry, that was just a little knock at my friend Chris out there, who, you know, was great enough to supply the car to get to BotCon. I've just been giving him slack ever since. Let me see here. What has changed since we've really had a time to chat here? Huh. As far as I go, of course, like I said, I'm working about between 50 and 80 hours a week, which a lot of you know about already, and probably you've heard to death if you do any correspondence with me via email. You know, really? Not a whole lot's changed as far as I'm concerned. I'm finding, you know, it's hard to hang out with my friends like I used to be able to do quite a bit. I'm not keeping up with the things that I used to keep up with, television, a lot of the magazines and stuff that I read, and, of course, the Transformers message boards, where I still have a lot of friends. I don't read those like I used to. Really, though, it's just been a hectic couple of months. I'm sitting here actually doing RFC on a crippled sound card. My beautiful, beautiful Audigy has a broken microphone port, and I'm actually having to jerry-rig the microphone into working. I'm waiting to get a new Audigy 2 Platinum with the live drive to, or Audigy drive 2, because I really want that. And if I had that, I was actually... thinking of doing RFC on a more frequent basis. That's actually been one of the major deterrents that's kept me from doing RFC. It's the fact that I can't record anything. So, let's see here. I've actually had quite a few people wanting to do interviews, and I've actually had to tell them no, that I can't. And I'm going to get back to where I can do interviews. I just got to get some things up. I've been asked to promote a few things here. If I can just pull those bits of information up. Let me open up my email here. Oh, yes, okay. I got an email from Robot Monster Toys. Walter there, who I've actually done some business with in the past. Walter is a good guy and always comes through. He asked me if I could help promote RM TransCon 2, which is the Transformers Convention in Texas on November 1st and 2nd, 2002, in College Station. I actually have a URL that I'll post to the website there that will have some information on that. Let me see here what else I've got. Oh, actually I have an email here from Joel Eubanks, who has always been a big supporter of Radio Free Cybertron. I have not heard from Joel in a while. So, just wanted to say hey to Joel. Also, I wanted to say hey to a lot of the people who have been emailing me. Dune 2000. Dune's been a great. Chris Penn. Friar Tuck. And all you guys. We appreciate the email. We still get lots of email here at RSC. And it's been quite a while since we actually did a feedback segment. I never really felt comfortable doing that. A lot of times it was like I was tooting my own horn. And that's really never been, you know, okay, I'm lying. I love tooting my own horn. It's my favorite thing in the world. But otherwise, I've just never felt comfortable reading other people's comments, but I may bring that back. If you want to email me, my email has changed since we last met. The email now is Brian Kilby, BrianKilby, at charter.net. Now let me go through here and see what I'm going to have on the show this week. But before I do that, take a listen to this.
Hi. You found the Wheeze Bucket, www.wheezebucket.net. I'm Wally Wingert, also known as Sideburn and Mirage on Transformers Robots in Disguise.
Sideburn, transform! Whoa, this Wheeze Bucket is really cool! It has all the latest news and other Wheeze you need. Does it have any sections about little red sports cars?
Come on, Sideburn. You should be more of a team player like me, Mirage of the Spy Changers. I've joined the Wheeze team for all the latest news and scoop. Mirage, transform!
That's right, Mirage and Sideburn. Have fun!
Okay, on the show this week, we only really have one thing other than my little nonsensical rant from the previous 12 minutes. We have an interview of Vice Grip X. Yes, Vice Grip X, formerly of the RFC staff and longtime trans fan. Recharge and Hooper X called him up, probably about 6 months ago at this point, and did an interview. I've had it sitting on the shelf, and I'm going to use it today. To be honest with you, I've actually not had a chance to sit and screen this yet, so there may be some possible expletives or other, you know, questionable content, but, you know, that's just Hoop and Charge for you. Great guys, you know. We really appreciate all the time and effort and money spent on all those interviews that Hooper X and Recharge went to. And thanks, guys. You're the best. So coming up now, we'll have that interview, and then I'll end the show on a few comments. We are going to have something for the third-year anniversary, which is coming up sometime in late November. But there will be more on that. Probably in maybe not a further edition of RFC, but at least on the homepage. Hopefully, we'll have try to have another show between then and now. And if I get a new sound card up by then, we'll definitely have at least one. So enjoy the interview, and you know, just keep in mind if you're at work listening, you might want to keep the volume down. I don't know what's in there. Thanks.
Radio Free Cybertron. Content entertaining. Omega listens.
Now we are rolling. In our 5.0 with the top drop down so our hair can blow. Leaning closer to the mic, fool.
Did you stop?
No!
Just roll by.
Yes. We are too. Dude, you hear about that celebrity boxing thing Fox is doing?
Yeah, Foxy Boxing. That sounds great.
Dude, one of the events is Vanilla Ice versus Todd Bridges.
Tonya Harding backed out, didn't she?
No, Tonya Harding, Amy Fisher's, like, parole officer wouldn't let her.
I thought she wanted to go live in squalor.
So it's like Tonya Harding and Paula Jones.
Oh, right. Amy Fisher. Her parole officer wouldn't let her. How long has that girl been on parole?
I don't know. That's just what I think happened. I don't know. Let's make a phone call.
Let's
call Vice Grip.
The man of eBay, yes.
You could be the first hang up we'll ever get. His name's Richard, right?
I have no idea.
I think it's Richard.
I think it was wrong.
Is Richard there?
Yes.
Is this Vice Grip?
Yeah.
Dude, this is Hooper X.
Oh, how you doing, man?
Hey, this is Richard. What's going on, bud?
How's it going?
Speak louder, dude. We can't hear you. We're on a speakerphone.
Okay, hold on. Let me get to a different phone.
We get that a lot. He's gonna hang up.
Transformer. He sold his good phone.
He's talking to somebody.
Is that any better?
Much better.
Good.
So what's up?
Oh, just cleaning house today.
Cleaning house, cleaning up all those eBay purchases?
No.
I'm a bad man.
Yeah, we're thinking maybe you finally, maybe you used to have a good phone, but apparently. The joke was ruined, but how's it going, man?
Oh, not too bad.
He sounds just like Zob on the phone.
The same person?
You're really Zobivore, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I'm actually Turin.
You're actually Turin?
Yeah.
Turin is Zobivore, Vice Grip is Gen 1.
Yep.
There's actually almost like five people really posting on ATV, since I'm actually Walkie.
Oh, you know, I had that
theory. I am. I'm also Astrophil.
Wow. Sure you want to admit that?
Well, there's a lot of self-loathing involved there.
Maybe you're Azrael and Dave Barry. You like to hate yourself in different ways.
Sometimes I like to post as Patrick Stewart.
Oh, Patrick Stewart. I was thinking Patrick Artiega.
Yeah, Patrick Bunchenumber and his IndyCar.
Import tuning car.
Fast and the Furious is an excellent movie. I think they should make Transformers out of them.
The Fast and the Furious.
The Fast and the Furious.
Ew!
This is my most movie.
No! No! Do not make the Fast and the Furry!
You're not into furries, are you, Vice? You're not offending you?
No, not at all.
Okay,
so no. You're not a furry?
No, my cat's offending me by showing me his butt, but that's alright.
That's really perverted, dude. Not as perverted as the phone call we had with RoboWing, but pretty perverted.
Oh boy.
You have a lot to live up to that conversation.
I think that's the standard by which all future obscenity will be set.
Well, I'll try not to disappoint.
He's a dirty little man. Dirty big man.
Yeah. First question, Dard. Are you tempted to buy the Megabolt Megatron on eBay right now?
If only if I were to win the lottery, but then, even then, probably not.
So your days of eBay purchasing are long gone?
Oh, yeah.
And why is that? You got tired of not being able to pay the rent?
Well, you know, just don't really, I just can't afford it these days. I've got a wife, we're going to be starting a family soon.
Well, you couldn't afford it back then either.
Oh, no, I could afford it back then. I was living by myself. I didn't have any, if I didn't, I could eat Top Ramen for a week and still buy it.
As long as you
had
toys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Listeners, take this as advice. Don't get married.
Yes.
Women gonna steal all your Transformer money.
They sure do.
Yes,
Zob beats his wife. He told us about it when we called him. He said he'd hit her with, what was it?
Armada Prime.
Oh, wow.
That's how he keeps his Transformer purchases going.
That's how he keeps his wife in line. How do you keep your wife in line, dude?
No, she keeps me in line.
Oh!
He's in my boat. See, I have no control over the money either.
Whip it good!
I'm a whip.
That's beautiful.
At least you're not like Hooks, who's almost wifey. I don't think he's even dating her anymore. Made him get rid of his comic books, I think. Last one about that.
If he's home. If he's not, in bed with like 30 women and as such too busy to talk to us, right. But, you know.
Who can blame him?
Yeah, true. Oh, no, I'm pretty sexy.
I'll say.
Hey!
Are you going to BotCon this year?
No, that's another money issue there.
Another money issue. Vice Grip and money.
It's either, go to BotCon or eat for a month.
I'd say BotCon. Eating is overrated.
Yeah. That's a
I'm a noodle.
And besides, have you seen the average trans fan? If you're anything like the average trans fan, you probably can afford to go on a bit of a diet.
Well, yeah, you're right there. But my wife can't, so.
I mean, you know, I, just because you have to put aside some of the triple bacon cheeseburgers, I mean.
Hey, does your, have you tried to convince your wife of the ramen and water diet?
No. No, that was not. I did, and it didn't work. It's fine.
See? At least you tried.
Yes.
Again, listeners, ain't no reason for a woman when you got robots. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Alright! This is going to be the most offensive and misogynistic RFC ever.
Let's call a girl if it balances out. Okay, now it's time for the Deathy 5 Questions Evolution. Are you ready, Mike?
Hello?
Oh, I thought you asked Mike, and I'm not Mike.
Nice advice.
Oh, Vice.
I don't know any Mikes.
Oh, I don't know any Mikes either.
Mike Nelson.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm ready. Still, are you ready?
I'm ready. Mike Nelson would hang up on you. But
yeah.
That's that goes without saying. What are your favorite cartoons and why?
Oh, let's see. There's Care Bears, Smurfs, My Little Pony, Pokemon, and, No. you know,
what's
I don't.
What's wrong with the Smurfs? I like the Smurfs.
Well, Smurfs are cool, but you know, you got to turn the TV just, you know, you got to turn the tint up, so because they're actually green, you know, they're not blue.
Well, wouldn't that make Gargamel like orange?
Yeah. Well, that's what color he is.
Indeed. I didn't know that. And,
I've been to Germany. I've seen Gargamel in real life. He's orange.
And Azrael would be like a purple.
Yeah. Favorite cartoon? I would probably have to put Wars on there. Yeah, I'm not going in any particular order. You know, excellent. Excellent writing, you know, pretty damn good animation. I like Batman Beyond. I'm not sure why. I can't really pinpoint anything on there. And the original Batman.
Good writing.
The series.
It's the gyrating people in the opening credits.
Yeah, I think that could be.
I think just it has excellent writing. It's very mature for its target audience.
Yeah.
I wouldn't appreciate it if I had shows like that as a kid. Unfortunately, I got He-Man.
Yeah, definitely.
And now we'll have hordes of angry He-Man fans trying to shut down the site.
Hopefully. They can't operate a computer.
You'd be surprised.
I'm not worried.
Justice League. Just because it's in that same thing.
I did see that show. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about it.
I guess I'll just go with all Cartoon Network stuff here, you know, at the end of the Samurai Jack.
I think Cartoon Network needs to show more Welcome to Eltingville.
And Quickie Koala.
The hell's that?
Oh, it's a cartoon from the mid-80s. It was about a teleporting koala bear that was always trying to get away from a wolf.
That sounds really surreal. Is it Australian?
I think even Monzo doesn't know about that one.
Wow. That's definitely out there.
Yeah.
We actually did a pure 80s cartoon day the other night. That one did not come up.
Wow.
I think it was spelled K-W-I-K.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Some sort of extreme spelling.
Yeah.
Extreme koala! Alright, next question.
Why do you think TF Armada is going to be the best TF concept ever?
I think it's a good combination of everything good in Transformers. I mean, you have the little, the little Power Master type guys, and you have Prime and trailer converting armor of destruction, and everything so far just looks really good.
And if your wife talks back, you can smack her around with Armada Prime.
Exactly. Although I probably just felt there was a minicon.
How do you like going to Toy Fair this year?
Well, I didn't go. You mean just looking at the pictures, or?
Lane went in his mind. A little help from our friend, Mr. Adams.
Oh. Well, in my mind, the Toy Fair was nothing but vintage Star Wars. All of that static pose, nothing really exciting. And it was just like a mental trip back to my childhood.
Wow. Okay, last question. What am I doing floating here in space like this?
Waiting for the next step of evolution.
Excellent.
All right, well, thanks for your time, Vice, and
welcome.
Hopefully. And keep watching the skies, okay?
I will, because that's
keep that, wife in line. Get her on the ramen diet. Buy some toys. Go to toys. Go to BotCon,
and
we'll see you around on ATV.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Hey,
bye.
Good luck, guys. Bye.
Sorry, I almost made you shut down your website once.
I did, really.
Yeah, he was so upset by shit Max and I used to pull that he wanted to close his website down for good and leave the fan base. I should have asked him about that.
Why did you ask him that? That would have been great. That would have been compelling, gripping radio.
Well, I've heard it got personal, you know?
You still hate me.
Aren't you bothered that I'm calling you when you hate my guts?
That's Elmhorst. Elmhorst didn't seem wrong.
True. Well, I think it's just because they want to be on RFC. Because, hey, who doesn't?
Everybody wants the 15 minutes of fame. Okay, the RFC will be back.
And again, thanks to Recharge Hooper X and Vice Grip X there. And that's pretty much it for RFC this quarter of the month. Tune back. Hopefully we'll have something between now and the third anniversary show, which I'm placing somewhere in mid to late November. So if I can get that new sound card up, rig this computer like I did here to get this to work, we'll have another update between now and then. But if not, we'll catch you on the third year anniversary show. Hopefully we'll have a lot of returning faces there, and hopefully a few surprises. But until then, this is Brian Kilby. Thank you for listening, and so long, everybody.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell.